He was the saint of sailors. And if you think about it, what does that mean? Well, that means that sailors, when they travel all over the world on the seas, they're going to carry the stories and the legends of this saint with them. And in fact, in the 11th century, his body was moved from Myra to Italy by sailors. That caused a great deal of commotion and increased the legends around this man. Let me just go through some of them. In the 6th century, three sailors were condemned to death. They were saved by Nicholas because he appeared to Constantine in their behalf. Many legends related to children are credited to this man. He would leave gifts and needed money and things in their socks where they would be sure to find them. He was made a patron saint in the Roman Catholic Church, by the Roman Catholic Church in many countries. The celebrated feast day was 6 December. Now, if we move from the 3rd century B.C., or the 4th century, the 300s, so if we move from the 4th century A.D., and then you come over into the period of the Reformation. You come to the period of Martin Luther. And what is interesting with Martin Luther is that Luther very much was set aside that a man was given so much. So what Luther did, he, as much as his influence would allow, and it allowed a great deal in the Reformation of coming to salvation by faith, which caused a great deal of havoc. Anytime you do something in regard to how we deal with God by faith, it's going to cause great commotion. But he moved to salvation by faith. But among other things, he wanted to take the spotlight away from how the myth and the legend had gotten involved together and give this over to Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to happen. And to do away with the whole mythology also that was built around it. And he wanted it to be Christ the gift, and therefore the kidder Christ. And he wanted, therefore, to move it, the great celebration, which was on 6th December, the feast day of St. Nicholas, and he wanted to move it to 25 December. And apparently that began that great movement in that regard. Now, what happened in this time frame, right in here, is where Satan starts really to get into the act, and a great deal of mythology moves in over a period of time. He saw that he, being the adversary, saw this as an opportunity to bring in a lot of the mythology of the mythical god Makar. He was the god, very interesting from what I told you this morning, he was the god or the monster of the sea. And the time developed, he was known as Old Nick, became a reference to Satan. Many of the writings from this period on deal with Old Nick as the Satan figure, as much as it did to Nicholas of Myra. And with all of this shifting, there are a lot of other things that happened. The